I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Imelda May has rockabilly in her Irish soul. The 37-year-old Dublin singer has performed with the queen of rockabilly herself, Wanda Jackson. Imelda May has also performed a series of shows devoted to early rock and roll with guitarist Jeff Beck. And this week, she released a set of original tunes on her second album, Mayhem. We're going to hear from Imelda May in just a moment. First, here's her album's opening track. For a lot of Americans who are going to hear this, they're going to want to know first how a young girl from Dublin ended up getting into rockabilly.
Oh, I like the young bit.
You are.
Well, I got into rockabilly through my brother, actually. And I had a tape recorder that I was given. So I went into my brother's room and I took a tape, as teenagers do. It was Buddy Holly, Eddie Cochran and Gene Vincent.
Great.
And I never heard anything like it, and I thought it was absolutely wild and exciting and frightening and everything all at the same time, and I was only 13 years old. So rockabilly is what started me onto different music, if you like. It kind of opened a whole other world to me of music that wasn't necessarily in the charts. So
you did have a whole world of music open to you in your house, because I understand you have you have a whole cluster of brothers and sisters and a lot of music playing in a small house.
Yeah, it was a two-bedroom house with seven of us living in it. It's still the same house. It's still the same way. My mum and dad are still there. And the record player was downstairs. And my mum loves Dean Martin, Nat King Cole and Judy Garland. And my dad loves Dana Durbin, Glenn Miller. And my brother then, my other brothers and sisters between them played everything from the Rolling Stones to Joe Cocker, David Bowie. So I was brought up with a fantastic mixture of music and then loads of traditional Irish in there as well. So I couldn't have asked for any better, to be honest.
Well, it's interesting you've come around, at least for the tour that you're on right now, to rockabilly once again. And one of the songs which seems to suit you so well in style and in musicality is Johnny Got a Boom Boom.
That's my little baby. I wrote Johnny Got a Boom Boom on a day I was extremely bored during a sound check that wasn't going very fast. It was going on and on and on, and the bass player was playing and playing and playing, and I love the sound of the double bass. And Johnny Got a Boom Boom came into mind, and it's a little nod as well to John Lee Hooker and Boom Boom Boom. So it's not about that, but that's my little nod to it.
He got me with the hook, those big bass notes, thunder on my chest, stuck in my throat, pulling me down like a rumble in the ground, crawls up from the depths with a deep down sound. Johnny got a boom boom, Johnny got a bam, you got it. Big bum body, lonely neck.
I wonder about your own signature. And first I should say that your physical signature, in part from just being a simply gorgeous woman, is this big bold curl right at the top of your head. How big a roller do you have to use for that?
I don't use a roller. It's just a little pin curl.
Oh, seriously?
I just have a little pin in it and a couple of pins and lots of hairspray. It's a finger roll. I'm not a high maintenance girl. I've been gigging 20 years now and travelling all over the place and all kinds of little dingy great clubs and trying to get ready in the toilets. So I'm well able to get ready very quickly in a really small space. But I have to say, I am glad that things are going well, that I now have a dressing room with a mirror and some lights and a sink.
As you should, exactly.
It helps, yeah.
It helps. And you do an awful lot of touring. You've toured with, of course, Jeff Beck, Elvis Costello, yeah. Jules Holland, who gave you a huge boost in the beginning, Elton John.
Oh, I didn't tour with Elton John. I opened for Elvis Costello, just opened for them. I did go on tour with Meatloaf.
Ah, yes.
And
I love Meatloaf.
Terrific man. Of course, as you said, Jeff Beck is great. So I've been very lucky with people The support from people has been terrific.
There's one song that you sing with Jeff Beck on tour, Walking in the Sand, an old song. You know,
it's a great song.
It's a great song. It's so kind of over the top and teen melodrama. And I was wondering if you were going to play it straight. I mean, can't be straight. But I wonder if you felt like you could kind of access the inner teeny bopper in you, because you're respectful of these over the top lyrics. It's great to watch.
I love all that. I love a bit of drama. Whether you're a teenager or whether you're 99, heartbreak is heartbreak. You know, it feels like your whole world is falling apart at that moment in time. I love that song, and I love the drama of it. It's a terrific song.
Walking in the sand, walking hand in hand. Smile was so inviting, and I was so exciting. Then he touched my cheek with his fingertips. Softly, 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 we kneel.
This summertime, you're going to be on stage with Wanda Jackson, and of all the rockabilly singers we think about, maybe Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis and Carl Perkins, Wanda Jackson rises to the surface among women, but there aren't a lot of them out there. You and Wanda, what are you looking for as you share the stage with her?
Oh, I love Wanda Jackson. Well, Wanda Jackson is actually known as the Queen of Rockabilly, and she's been an idol of mine since I was a kid.
Have you recorded with her?
Haven't recorded, but we did this gig, and it was filmed, so I don't know what's going to happen with it, but we filmed this gig, and I opened up for her with my band, and then she came on, and then I got to come on and sing some songs with her. So when we get together again, I hope we're both doing the gig with our own bands, but I'm sure we'll get together and do some more duets. And she's a terrific woman, and her husband Wendell is lovely as well, and then afterwards we became friends and went out for some cocktails, and I could not keep up. She's a good partier. she's a great woman. She's wild.
Imelda May, really nice to talk to you, and congratulations on all the great things happening to you. And what a wonderful performer you are. I mean, it's really a pleasure to watch you and hear you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
He said he didn't even hear trains, let alone the few words the ladies may be saying about him. She freaks and tells a close friend that she never loved again, but she never known I ever knew where I don't wouldn't believe.
Imelda May is on tour in the U.S. this summertime, performing some shows with Wanda Jackson. You can find out where and learn more about her new album, Mayhem. It's all at theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Have a good weekend.